This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call. Everything is awesome.
Katie has a story that is very near and dear to my heart. I don't know the details she does, but I know that it involves stealing one of my most favorite things.
That's right.
Legos.
Legos.
What are the details of the story?
Okay, so cops did a three-month investigation and busted a toy store owner who stole over $200,000 worth of Legos. It was 4,000 boxes.
Wow.
Okay. And these cops, they're like, why is this toy store owner selling Legos at a reduced price to people?
Because like a lot of people don't know this, but Legos are kind of like Apple products where they don't really go on sale. And if they ever do, it's like sanctioned by Lego and like it's like practically nothing.
Well, what happened was the toy store owner was buying already stolen Legos. It was basically this Lego ring where somebody would go to department stores, steal Legos from there, sell them back to this guy, and then the toy store owner would sell them at a reduced price in his store.
Fully knowing that they were stolen goods.
Fully knowing.
I believe that's called a fence.
Well, he was doing it to get drug money.
You know that there is some divorced dad out there that when he gets his kids on the weekend, he goes, hey, we're going to Crazy Joe's toy shop and we'll find something to occupy you. Crazy Joe scares me.
He scares me too.
That's totally what happened. I will say this. It's impressive if you can steal Legos. They're not quiet.
Well, guess what? There's a black market for stolen Legos.
Shut up!
Specifically here in California.
Now, shut up!
This happened in Oregon, the story we're talking about, but here in California, people go to great lengths to be part of this black market Lego ring.
Tell me about this black market, just for, you know, research purposes.
Okay, please. You find somebody online that is selling them personally, okay?
All right.
Or go to swap meets.
Lego swap meets?
Well, I think it's just a swap meet.
Okay.
And then somebody's there selling Legos. I don't think it's a Lego swap meet.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you're the cops that are on this case, because they had to investigate it for 3 months.
Wow.
Do the other cops think you're cool, or do the other cops think you're a baby?
Oh, they're making fun of you the whole time.
The whole time, right?
Hey, how's your toys case coming?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Blockhead.
He's a drug addict selling toys to kids. Stolen toys.
Yeah.
And when it was all said and done, somebody definitely made him a trophy made out of Legos.
Oh my God, of course.
Or a little cop car made out of Legos. I definitely would.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm just going to say this.
Oh, boy.
Let's say, not me.
Yeah.
But some morning radio show host in Sacramento, California.
Okay.
Really has always wanted to build Cinderella's castle from Disney World and Legos.
Okay.
But it's always been too expensive.
Like, how expensive?
I think it's like $450, maybe $500.
Okay. That's a lot of money for something that you don't know where to put it when you're done.
I mean, I know where to put it. My wife just says it can't go there.
Not in your dining room, right? You want to put it in your dining room, don't you?
Sure.
Okay, no.
Okay, fine then. In our bedroom on my nightstand.
Okay. So if a Sacramento morning radio host.
Not named me.
Right.
Okay. Wants to buy this at a discounted rate.
Right.
And now I have to go to a swap meet to do it.
Right.
So I'm guessing just like any other illicit purchase, you have to pad it with other things, like when you bought condoms for the first
time. Okay.
So I have to go to the swap meet.
Right.
And I can't just go right to Cinderella's castle for Legos.
At first, you're going to have to get a Raiders blanket.
All right. I get a Raiders blanket.
Then you're going to have to get 3 Jesus candles.
Done.
While you're at it, get some what look like beautiful heirloom tomatoes.
I was out of tomatoes anyway.
Okay. And then... Oh, what do we have here?
Is this, oh, my goodness gracious me. Is this the Cinderella Castle?
From Disney World. Okay.
$200. That's like more than 50% off, good sir. I said that is more. All right. Cash. You don't take Apple Pay.
You don't have like
cash.
A Square. Oh, okay. Man. Okay.
You are aggressive. Okay. Listen, worth it. I think that experience is 100% worth it.
To buy drugs.
Correct. For somebody who
it's
also.
It's not you. The person's not you.
You get it.
Can I ask you something?
Please.
Is it you?
Yeah.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.